name, everyone. He is my comforter.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. You're the everlasting God.
Yes, you're everlasting.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
God is a relational God, you know. We have this amazing relationship with Him, and it's not just two ways, it's one way, it's two ways. And the relationship is two ways. The communication, what we have with Him, is two ways. Even the connection is like from both the sides. So this is what God wants us to do. He invites us every day to come into His presence and just enjoy His presence. And He's not going to just enjoy what we're doing, but He is going to release certain things. He's going to do something in our lives. And we declare God's name, saying protector, defender, shield, fortress, strength. What do these words remind you?
Strong
shield,
army, war.
Army, war. So the word says, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 4. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. So God wants to do something. That is why He wants us to come into His presence and enjoy His presence. He says, you have 101 things on you. Forget them. Forget about them. Let me do the work for you. Let me do the work for you. You just enjoy my presence. That's more than enough. So this morning, let's do that. Let's continue to enjoy His presence. Just wait upon the Lord to do something supernatural. Let's believe in that. This morning, let's wait and let's see that God is going to do something supernatural with each one of us. Let's experience Him in a supernatural way. Let's do it.
I want to read from Psalm 13, and I felt that this would be for someone here who is feeling like this. Psalm 13 verse 1, it says, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Verse 5, it says, but I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because He has dealt bountifully with me. And just in line with what Samantha said, that God is a relational God. And there's always two ways. Communication is always two ways. You know, God is always there. Manish said that God is same yesterday, today, and forever. And we need to trust in His steadfast love. His love is immovable, unshakable. And don't take counsel in your soul. Just trust in God's word. And just talk to Him. Just pour out your heart. Just pour out your sorrow before Him. Pour out everything before Him. And He wants to just touch you and release you and heal you.
You're the author of salvation. You've loved me.
God wants to say, what is heaven on earth? What is it? We standing here experiencing His presence, that is heaven on earth. We standing here, God doing miracles among our midst, it's heaven on earth. All these things put together, it's heaven on earth. We don't have to wait to reach heaven, but God has already given heaven on earth. And that's where we are now. That's where we are now, and God wants us to expect something to happen this morning.
It just sends like the Holy Spirit, like a dove, just, you know, hovering over this place right now, and it's like the fluttering of the wings, yeah? It's over this place.
This is what God wants to do. He just wants to apply that balm on us. It could be anything. It could be a heart-related issue. You need some comfort. You want to feel loved. And God is that balm. And He just wants Himself to be applied, you know, on the heart. All the brokenness, the cracks that you see on the heart, if you are the one, the cracks that we have on the heart, He's going to just apply that balm and heal. And he's just going to close up all those cracks. And that's what God wants to do to those hearts which are broken. And if there's unforgiveness, He just wants to break through that. And He wants to make it easy for you to forgive. Yeah, I think this is what God wants to do to us.
You're probably saying right now, but you don't know what pain I've gone through. You don't know how hard it has been and how difficult. Do you think that is easy? He understands, He knows. Says, my grace is sufficient. Forgiveness doesn't minimize what was done. Forgiveness is for your sake. Okay? It's for your sake. It's for your sake. Doesn't mean you say, then I'm letting that person go scot-free. Well, you know. We leave that bit to God, okay? But for now, let's just take Sam's word and say, God, help me forgive. Because when we do that, you know, that healing balm can start to flow and start to heal that pain, the wounded heart, the broken heart, the fractured relationships. God can do it. Does it happen overnight? It doesn't. It takes time. Like any broken bone that takes time to heal, so does a wounded heart. So don't say, but I still feel the pain, therefore have I forgiven? You just stand in the forgiveness because pain takes time to heal. Okay? So if that's you this morning, because I know I've had those questions. Why do I still feel the pain? Why do I still feel that? Have I not forgiven? It takes time. Would you allow the Holy Spirit with His balm to begin to touch those areas and begin to heal it? You do your transaction with God this morning right now. Just you and God. Okay? We all have our eyes closed, so we don't look around. And if it's you, you just raise your hands before God and say, God, I'm surrendering this pain and this cracks in my heart. Spirit of God, will you come and heal me?
In your presence.
Problems. He defeated death. What can he not do? So when we praise him and worship him every day, there's nothing you need to ask, because he knows every thought even before that thought comes into our minds. This is what God wants all of us to take it back home today.